We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Danny White, former Cowboy legend, will join us at 7:30. Danny White, you don't want to miss his stories about the Niners and the Cowboys and that rivalry, of course, Carbon Policy, former president of the 49ers. He's going to join us at 8:30. I can't wait to get into the story about him telling Eddie DeBartolo, yo, you may want to stay back. You don't want to go to this game. This is going to get ugly. And the Niners ended up winning 38-20 in 95 in Dallas, Texas. So that was the first game where Deion played against his former team, the 49ers. So a lot of fun there in this rivalry here.
You brought up the Micah Parsons thing. So this is where I find it interesting. The Niners and Cowboys have not faced each other. And I feel like when Shanahan faces a team for the first time, it does feel like they can get cooking. Sometimes it takes a minute, like Tennessee. They come right out the gates, boom, 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 boom. They go right down the field, right? Cincinnati, it took a little time, right? They adjusted, and then second half, boom, 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 boom. I mean, they just explode down the field. So I got a feeling Shanahan's going to be in his bag in this one. And when I hear Micah Parsons say, oh, we're going to out-hit, we're going to... Man, I love hearing that because that tells me they're going to be over-aggressive. And when you're over-aggressive against a Kyle Shanahan offense, what does that open up,
Play Ponte? Action pass, baby.
Play action, misdirection. You know, we're going to use your aggression against you. I love hearing that. I think that the Niners are going to have an opportunity. I think Debo's the guy that I think they're going to try to take away. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
I think Kittle is going to have a lot of open area in the middle of the field. I question who's going to be guarding him. And then the other guy... Could this be a Brandon Ayuk coming out party in a playoff game? Who would be the guy manning up with him? Doesn't it feel like the focus of that secondary is going to go towards slowing down Debo?
And Kittle.
Doesn't it feel like
Kittle.
Ayuk could be a guy that could pop?
No, well, Kittle's going to get doubled. And Ayuk has popped over the last, since November 1st. Ayuk's had, you know, you look at CeeDee Lamb, he's had more catches and more yards than CeeDee Lamb since November 1st.
Wait, say that again?
He's had more yards and more catches since the 1st of November as opposed to CeeDee Lamb. He has more catches than CeeDee Lamb and more yards than CeeDee Lamb.
I didn't know
since
that.
November 1st. So Brandon Ayuk has popped. I'm not worried about Brandon Ayuk. He's an absolute playmaker. When you talk about popping, he popped last week in L.A.
Yeah.
He made some monster plays here. Mm. So, look, I think the Cowboys could be out hit. But here's the thing with the Niners. Here's the thing with the Niners. Have they put together a full four quarters yet this season?
I think the Ram game on Monday night was as close to a full game that I've seen all year. And I can't remember how that game ended, but it did feel like they took their foot off the gas in the fourth quarter because of the score. But am I misremembering a game? The Ram Monday night game felt about as comprehensive because of the interceptions and the way that they got out to the lead. I don't know. Am I omitting a game?
Well, that's why I asked you. That's why I asked you. Because
that's the only one that can come to – like everything else, it feels like, they started slow or they started fast and then held on for dear life and then closed strong. I can't think of a game where they put together all four quarters. That's about as close as I can think of.
Well, that's why I asked you because they have it. Other than the Rams game on Monday night, they have it. The Minnesota game, they fell behind, didn't play a full four quarters. You know, you think about the Rams game, they were down 17-3 at the half. They were MIA in the first two quarters for the most part. Tennessee, did they put together a four? No, they did not.
Cincinnati took their foot off the gas pedal. I mean, they had it rolling, and then Cincinnati came roaring. But what were they up, 21-6?
20-6.
20-6. So, yeah.
You know what? Like, and look, I know CeeDee Lamb missed a bunch of games, but look, since November, Lamb has played in 9 games, Brandon Ayuk, 10 games. 43 catches for Ayuk. 40 for CeeDee Lamb, but the yards is the big difference maker here. 685 yards for Brandon Ayuk,
wow.
493 for CeeDee Lamb. Four touchdowns for Ayuk, two touchdowns for CeeDee Lamb. So Brandon Ayuk has come along here, and he's starting to make his presence felt. And also a sleeper here. We didn't bring up Jawan Jennings. What about Jawan Jennings? That's another guy the Cowboys have to worry about. Their secondary likes to take a lot of chances. Jordan Lewis, Trayvon Diggs. Trayvon Diggs got beat big time by A.J. Green multiple times in that Arizona game. You can hit him on double moves. He likes to gamble. He gives up a lot of yards, man. I'm starting to like this matchup offensively for the 49ers. And you know what, Dallas? Do I fear Zeke? This Ezekiel Elliott? Not really.
Well, I think they're 1-4 or 1-5 when they don't rush for 100 yards. Niners haven't given up a 100-yard rusher in months. That's what you know I'm what saying. I mean? They've done a great job with that.
I'm not guaranteeing Jawan Jennings, a win, but I feel good. I feel good.
The Jawan Jennings thing is interesting. When Kendrick Bourne left, they did miss. There was a void, a guy who can make plays on third down and in the red zone, like as that third wide receiver. And I do believe that they're very different players in terms of their body type and how they make plays. But Jawan Jennings has filled that, like, can someone else make a play outside of Ayuk, Debo, Kittle, right? Like, he's been kind of that guy. Third down, red zone. Like, he has been a very, very important player for this team. And that's when you know your offense is humming, when you've got three wide receivers that are making plays. You throw in the fullback, you throw in the running back. I think Elijah Mitchell is going to be very important in this game for balance. I don't want to get off balance. I got to run the ball effectively in this game. And I got a feeling both teams are going to be able to score points in this game.
All right, what's coming up on the game brought to you by the Department of Healthcare Services. Danny White at 7:30, plus your phone calls. Antonio, hang on tight. We'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570. That's the hotline. That's the text line, the Comcast business text line. I see your roasters on YouTube and Twitch. We'll be right back.
Now, back to the Morning Roast, presented by Timeless Coffee with Bonte and Shasky.
Niners Cowboys coming up, plus we got Warriors and Bucks. I want to get into that probably in the 8 o'clock hour before Carver Policy. Warriors and Bucks tonight at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. It's a hot, hot ticket. Giannis and company, the defending champs, going up against the Warriors, trying to bounce back against the Memphis Grizzlies. No doubt about that. Somebody want to tell Shasky, like, we're on air and that he's, like, smacking food? Like, legit. Yo, what is going on here? Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Antonio in Oakland, man.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, baby?
Jimmy Garoppolo, he's very underappreciated. You know, I mean, Peyton Manning, he had terrible Super Bowl games. Or, you know, playoff games and Super Bowl games. And he's my Mount Rushmore quarterback. And John Elway, same with him. He got blown out in three Super Bowls. He's still my Mount Rushmore quarterback. But everybody expects Jimmy G to make every single pass in every game. But these great quarterbacks, they mess up. But like I said, I trust Jimmy G in big games. He's one of the most clutch quarterbacks in football, man. When he could just sit back and just play and not overthink, he's lights out. So he's going to do the same thing for Dallas. And this is the biggest rivalry in the NFL to me. Still to this day, even though we didn't meet in the playoffs the past 20 some years. I'm just so fired up, man. We're going to win. I guarantee that.
Ooh, I like it. Guarantee it. Say it with your chest. You know, on Twitch here, there's a couple of funny comments. Box Kev, what's up, Box Kev? He's out there in Vegas. Shasky chews like a cow grazing on grass. It's not a good sight there. J. Louie 41. Bonte, you're not worried about the Cowboys' passing attack? They do have an explosive passing attack. They do. And the quarterback situation has been a problem. But I do like this front seven of the 49ers to get pressure on Dak and to really fluster Dak Prescott. That's the thing, too. DeMeco Ryans in his first playoff game, what does he have cooked up for Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore? But one thing I wanted to ask you, Shasky.
Can I apologize to you?
Dan Quinn as a D coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't fear him like everyone else does.
He worked with Shanahan for 2 years in Atlanta. They know each other. They know the tendencies. You don't get concerned about that at all?
Look, they've had a really good year with some really nice pieces, the Dallas Cowboys, but a lot of their numbers are diluted. Since when is Dan Quinn Dick LeBeau? I mean, since when is like he like the mastermind of like these unbelievable vaunted defenses? Like, I never saw it in Atlanta. I don't know. I don't get it. You're the sidekick to Pete Carroll, and I'm supposed to give you a ton of credit. Like, I don't know. Maybe I just don't buy into it. Maybe this weekend he's going to shut me up. I don't believe Dan Quinn is some defensive mastermind. That's just my particular opinion.
Wow, just shutting down Dan Quinn.
Well, when was he ever like the helm of a top five defense?
The Seattle Seahawks.
That's Pete Carroll's baby. That's where he cuts his teeth, on that side of the defense. Like, I don't give Dan Quinn credit for being a coach alongside Pete Carroll. Like, that's like me sitting here saying, like, you know, that New England defense is because of Brian Flores, not because of Bill Belichick. Like, that's the head coach's baby. Like, that's his side of the ball.
Wow. What about the Falcons?
They were okay for 1 year. They were more known for their explosive offense because of Kyle Shanahan.
They had a really good defense, man. Really good defense. Really good defense. Grady Jackson, Deion Jones, Keanu Neal, who's now with the Cowboys. Same thing. Quinn's not bad. He's not bad.
Dante, if I were listing all the best defensive minds in football, is Dan Quinn at the top of – that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that he's not qualified to be a – I don't know. I don't even know if I can name six defensive coordinators.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. That's the problem. I think he's a top 10.
I think just because he's a former NFL coach, we elevate him number one in terms of who we know who he is. And then he's the Cowboy guy. Well, so everybody's going to lose their minds. I'm not that impressed with him.
But think about where the Cowboys were at last year compared to where they were at this year. They're a much better defense. They create a lot more turnovers than they did a year ago. They do a lot of things well on that Cowboys defense. He knows how to move Micah Parsons as well. I was just asking whether or not that you're not concerned about that.
I think I'd take D'Amico Ryans over Dan Quinn in terms of defensive minds. That's my particular opinion. Call me a homer. I'm just going off the evidence here. Like, the 49ers have done it with junior varsity level cornerbacks all year. They've done it with Greenlaw being out for, I think he only played 3 or 4 games in total this year. Al Shaair, who was playing great football at some point, he's been out for quite some time. Fred Warner's been up and down. You've had no running mate opposite Nick Bosa, who's consistent. You've made the most of Arden Key. Javon Kinlaw's been out for the year. D Ford's been out for the year. Like, I don't know. I look at D'Amico Ryans in much higher regard than I look at someone like Dan Quinn. Look, Michael Parsons sat out the entire year last year and was the 11th pick, I believe, overall. He would have been a top 3 or top 4 guy had he played last year. Now, he gets credit for how great that guy's played this year, but I'm not sitting here, like, fearing the defense of the Dallas Cowboys like they're the steel curtain.
I'm not asking you if you're fearing the Dallas Cowboys defense. I'm asking you if that's a factor at all, that Dan Quinn knows Shanahan. Shanahan knows Dan Quinn. When he brought his Falcons team that was terrible in 2019, they came to Levi's Stadium and won that football game. It really shut down the 49ers. Just saying. There may be something there. Dan Quinn knows Shanahan's tendencies. You don't think he does? You don't think Shanahan knows Quinn? That could be a big factor.
I just don't think they have the personnel to guard George Kittle. I think Debo's going to be a guy they're going to try to take away. Like, George Kittle is a very unique cover. Like, Bobby Wagner is one of the few guys I've known throughout Kittle's career who's been able to kind of blanket and stay with him. Can you name any other guys that have kind of slowed him down? I can't think of any, like, Kittle stoppers.
Well, Van Der Esch is not bad. Keanu Neal is not bad. They'll try to figure out some ways to slow down Kittle. This should be a big Kittle game, though. It should be a big Kittle game. By the way, the BetQL network, you got to get on there. BetQL. Mm-hmm. BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season. And now we're giving you a chance to win cash prizes. BetQL's Giving Props is a free-to-play contest that starts Wednesday, January 12th. It runs throughout the pro football postseason. It's easy. Each playoff round, BetQL will post 10 props. The person with the most correct picks each week wins $2,000. And just by signing up, you will be automatically entered into a random grandpa's drawing for $10,000. Go to betql.com/props to sign up. That's betql.com/props. And the over-unders are up for Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, Tom Brady, Deebo Samuel, Dak Prescott, Travis Kelce, Najee Harris, Cooper Kupp, Kyler Murray, and Rams Cardinals. That is a pick 'em. That is Monday Night Football.
Who are you taking, Rams Cardinals?
Oh, I don't know. That's a 50-50 game, man. I can't get a gauge on who this Arizona team is, and I don't know who this Rams team is.
That's fair.
I mean, like, I lead L.A. Rams. I lead Rams. But it wouldn't shock me if Arizona walked out of there with the win. It really wouldn't. Okay.
I don't know. You know, I know I sound like I'm eviscerating Dan Quinn. I just think we do this thing with Dallas Cowboys, Yankees, Lakers. There's certain organizations we elevate these people that are in these positions. Jason Garrett, we had for Jason Garrett is a great offensive mind. Really?
No, nobody said that.
Really?
Nobody
is he? Like, look what he's done as a coordinator. He was terrible.
No, nobody thought that with Jason Garrett. We already knew he was overrated.
But there is name recognition elevation. Wouldn't you agree there when it comes to those teams?
I'm not going to lie to you. When Salah left, I looked at Dan Quinn because Dan Quinn runs a similar system. Okay. Robert Saleh, Dan Quinn, they all run that Seattle system, a little variation of it. I was looking at Dan Quinn like, man, what if he wants to be the D.C. under Kyle Shanahan? Bring him out to the West Coast. I wasn't mad at that.
Well, I just look at the history of guys that have come out of that Pete Carroll tree, right? Gus Bradley and Dan Quinn. Like, none of those guys, and as head coaches, none of those guys had success. I don't know. I think we overrate some of these guys. And again, it's the Cowboy thing too to me. Like, I'm hypersensitive to it because it annoys me how much coverage any Cowboy person gets in general. You do a halfway decent job. And now, like Dan Quinn, do people forget? His defenses were horrible in Atlanta. He was the head honcho.
He had some good defenses.
The last 3 years were so bad.
Dude, he had some good defenses. He had a lot of injuries, too. A lot of injuries on that defense as well.
So has D'Amico Ryans, and he's elevated his squad.
A lot of injuries. 415 on the Comcast Business Text Line. It seems that Bonte is secretly a Cowboys fan deep down. He even wanted a biased broadcast of Aikman and Buck. Hey, Earth to 415. Tony Romo's in the booth. Guess where he played? In Dallas, his entire career, he was a Cowboy. Yeah.
You think he's pulling for Dak?
I mean, come on, man.
The guy who took a spot?
I wanted to read that because 405 has been saying that every day. Oh, man, you're secretly a Cowboy fan. Dude, pause. Relax. Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What is going on, fellas? Look, I think the 49ers are going to win the game. We play our style of football. I think we got weapons with IU. Playing Baller and Debo, but if Jimmy don't turn the ball over, this is a W. But the last guy I called, comparing them to Peyton Manning and all the other greats, man, stop it. All right, let's wait and see, because if we play a badass game next week, it's gonna be a whole different story. So let's see him play before we compare him to the greats. Oh, anybody can sit back there and make throws if they're being protected. So come on, let's stop the nonsense. Let's wait. I think we're gonna win.
There it is.
What's it gonna look like though, Rob? What's it going to look like? I think it's going to be high scoring.
It's going to be a 21-24 type game. I think it's going to come down to turnovers.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I see high scoring because the Niners' defensive line, man, is humming right now. They are humming. I just don't see them getting torched. I don't see Dak having the time to just throw it deep and chuck it deep. I don't see that happening.
I just worry about the defensive pass interferences, you know, coming into play here. Like, you know, a two-step, three-step drop, you just chuck it up along the sideline. You're allowing your wide receiver who's got name recognition, whether it's CD or Amari, going up against our guys. Like, I have a feeling that the secondary is going to play a factor in this game at some level, and I worry about those. Like, to me, that's a big mismatch right now. As good as Ombry's played, you know, CD and Amari, they're very, very good players. They're very, very good players. So I'm just trying to be realistic here, and I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, yeah, I love our D-line. It takes nothing for a guy like Aaron Rodgers did it again. Aaron and Dak, there's a drop-off, but Aaron just dropped back. Boom, let me just chuck it up. Let me get 40 yards of free air. And you saw it with Stafford in the second half, late in that game. What, he get 70 yards of pass interference penalties? To get in position to make that Cooper Kupp touchdown pass. So I worry about that being exploited.
That's a concern every single game, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt about it. Cowboys, worst team in the league when it comes to penalties. They are a sloppy football team. They're a sloppy football team. Offsides, holding, PIs, they are a very sloppy football team. So that's one area where if the Niners play a clean game, you know, obviously you always want to play a clean game, but Dallas – they'll give you chances. They'll give up 5 yards here, 10 yards there. They are a very sloppy football team, and they get out of whack. But the one thing about this team, where they get in the third and long situations, they can convert them because of those playmakers. They converted in that Arizona game a lot of third and 11s, a lot of third and 12s, a lot of third and 8s, and I was impressed with that. But, again, you can be physical with this football team, and a guy like Amari Cooper was MIA in that football game. CeeDee Lamb, didn't really make a lot of plays in that game. Arizona was able to take them away. So hopefully the Niners are watching that tape and kind of taking some things away from that.
In the Belichick scheme, you know, so we're going to take away Tyreek Hill, like when they're playing the Chiefs. We're going to try to take away Travis Kelce. Like, you pick a player to try to take away. If you could take away a player for Dallas, who would be the guy that you'd be focusing on as a defense?
One player?
Mm-hmm.
Probably CeeDee Lamb. I don't want to get him cooking because he's got that swagger. Or, you know what?
Why am I worried about Pollard?
Tony Pollard?
Just the change of pace. I just worry about him getting on the outside against us. I don't know.
I'm not worried about Pollard too much. Yeah. He's a playmaker, though. He's definitely a playmaker.
Yeah.
Hey, Amari Cooper, too. You don't want to wake him up because he does run great, great routes. That's one thing about Amari Cooper. He gets in and out of his breaks. He's one of the best route runners in the NFL. But you got to take him away and be physical because he'll tap out of a football game. He will tap out of a football game. So that's one guy. It's probably Amari Cooper.
Okay.
Probably Amari Cooper. Who are you taking away? Pollard?
I worry about some of those guys, some of those ancillary pieces. Surprisingly, it's that tight end. I mean, that tight end makes a lot of plays for them underneath. They run those go routes, and then he kind of comes underneath, and next thing you know, he's getting 6-7 yards. It's second and short. It kind of opens up their playbook. I'm a little worried about Schultz, the tight end, and even though he's not somebody that would pop off the television in terms of someone to be worried about, but I'm kind of quietly worried about the tight end.
All right, let's bring in Danny White. Danny White. He's been a color commentator for Cowboy Games on Compass Media Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Works since 2011. Of course, he's a Sun Devil of Arizona State. But most notably, he is a Dallas Cowboy. And he was part of one of the more iconic games in NFL history. And I know we got to remind him he was on a losing end of it. We had his teammate Drew Pearson on earlier this week. Danny White, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast with Joe Shasky, the Butcher, and Bonte Hill.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you.
Man, so how are you feeling about this game? Niners, Cowboys. Oh, man, I know they ruined some things in 81 with the catch. And we were talking to Drew Pearson about that play where you hit Drew Pearson on an in route, post route. And he barely got horse-collared by Eric Wright, which could have went for a long touchdown. What do you remember about that play?
Well, it was probably the best throw I made in my life. and it was out of desperation. You know, we only had about 50 seconds left in the game, and I told Drew to run a six route, but to take it 5 yards deeper. And so I took a little more time, and I just dropped back, and I tried to look everybody to the right, and came back to the left, and just threw it. You know, it was one of those kind of balls that you don't read a defense. You just know you've got to get a big chunk. And Drew had a knack for reading the flight of a ball and timing his break so that every pass looked like it was a perfect pass. And it was because of the control of his speed. And he did that on this play. And he broke just right in between three defenders. And, it would have been Hail Mary 2 for Drew if it wasn't for Eric Wright's finger. that's what saved him. And then I followed the best play of my life with the worst play of my life, of course, with a little stunt that they ran. And I was trying to throw a ball to Tony Dorsett, which was I've questioned that call for a long time, why we should be throwing the ball to Tony Dorsett. But anyway, I was pulling it back when I got hit, had it in one hand, and of course it came out, and that was that.
I mean, Danny, you're replacing a legend. You're going into San Francisco. You got America's team. That's got to be the biggest woulda, coulda, shoulda moment of your career, no?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, we would have gone on to play Cincinnati in the Super Bowl. That probably, at least in my humble opinion, were the two best teams, talking about San Francisco and us, playing in the NFC Championship game, because it wasn't much of a game the next week in the Super Bowl. The 49ers beat them pretty easily, and I think we would have probably done the same thing. So a lot could have changed on the basis of that one play.
Danny White here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. We were talking to Drew Pearson earlier this week, and you guys had beat up the 49ers a year prior, 59-14. The Niners felt like you guys were up to score. And then we asked Drew, basically, did you see the Niners dynasty coming, especially after a game like that? And I know they beat you guys in the regular season, the same season they beat you in the NFC Championship. How did you view the 49ers, especially after beating them 59-14 the previous season?
Well, I did not see. I don't think anybody could have predicted what the 49ers were going to go on to do. Montana was still not really established. He and I, neither one of us played great games in that game, but I thought that we were on track to rebuild those teams from the 70s. We'd lost some guys. We had some new guys coming in. So we were kind of in rebuilding mode. But I remember after that game going to the locker room thinking, you know what, that was a pretty darn good year. We got a lot to build on. We're going to come back next year and win it all. And those were my thoughts in the locker room, on the flight going back to Dallas. Mm-hmm. I was really, really upbeat about our team and the future of our team. And, went again, went to three NFC championship games in a row and just couldn't get a game at home. We kept playing them all on the road, and that makes a difference, especially in a close game. So all three against the Redskins beat us in Washington, and the Eagles beat us in Philadelphia, and then, of course, the 49ers. But I did not see the 49ers going on a run like they did. I saw us going on the kind of a run that the 49ers went on.
You know, Danny, you're replacing Roger Staubach, who's a legend, an absolute legend, one of the all-time greats. And we talk a lot about Jimmy Garoppolo. Look at the quarterback tradition in San Francisco, Montana, and Steve Young. And you know what it's like to have that pressure. Explain to the audience what it's like to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys and all the scrutiny of replacing Roger Staubach. That's got to be tremendous pressure.
Well, I don't know. It's something that fans and media like to talk about. I backed up Roger for 4 years. So it wasn't a matter of going out there and doing something that I hadn't already done. I'd been doing it. I'm a different kind of a quarterback than Roger was more of a runner. Mm-hmm. And Coach Landry adapted the offense to fit my style. And I didn't feel any pressure at all. I got that question every time I walked into an interview room. What's it like filling the shoes of Roger Staubach?
Wow.
And, I honestly don't know how to answer that question because I didn't feel any pressure. All I ever did was just go out and play the game as well as I could play it. I didn't try to do anything. Well, Roger would have done this or Roger would have done that. Not once did I ever say that to myself. I just simply did what I thought was best and what I thought I could do best. And that's all it was. So I didn't feel pressure to fill Roger's shoes. I just went out and played the game.
You know, Danny White, former Cowboys quarterback here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. You've been calling Cowboy games since 2011. How do you see this game shaping out on Sunday? The Cowboys and Dak Prescott, high-flying offense against a bruising and bullying type of team in the San Francisco 49ers. How do you see Sunday shaking out?
Yeah, the question is, you got to look at who the Cowboys have played the last 3 weeks and who the 49ers have played. 49ers beat the Rams. Cowboys lost to the Cardinals. And those were the only two really significant games that either team has played. And So I got to feel like the 49ers are probably a little better prepared for this game. I feel like the 49ers are trending up. They're getting better. It's amazing when you look at them on paper because they're running the ball well. They've got great running averages, but they don't have a running back. And so I think the key to this game is going to be Deebo Samuel. I mean, it's going to be stopping him, figuring out where he's going to be, what he's going to do, and knowing Kyle Shanahan, he's going to have some wrinkles that the Cowboys haven't seen on film yet.
Yeah,
that's going to be the challenge. What are they going to do with Deebo? Because he can do everything.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with him that's going to catch the Cowboys off guard? And if the Cowboys can control that and keep that to a minimum, then advantage Cowboys. I just don't see it going that way. I see the 49ers as the team that's getting better. They've had tougher competition. They're ready for the playoffs, I think, more so than the Cowboys' defense has just got to step up. This has got to be a low-scoring game for the Cowboys to win. If it's a high-scoring game, I favor the 49ers.
Danny, you played for Tom Landry, all right? And Tom Landry is legendary. Jimmy Johnson, legendary. I mean, these coaches for the Cowboys are legends. We have an old audio clip from Bill Walsh talking about the Cowboys that we just love to play. And I want to get your reaction to Bill Walsh here. Play the sound, boys.
This Dallas team, they can't keep their mouth shut, They always like to make press releases out of Dallas how they're going to kick somebody's ass. And they're at it again.
Nothing will be finer than get another chance at the San Francisco 49ers. We'll teach them not to toy with the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm sick of them. I hope you guys are feeling the same way I am.
I love it. That's Bill Walsh, and obviously we chopped in some Drew Pearson in there. Did Tom Landry ever talk like that about the 49ers?
No. No, Tom Landry didn't talk like that about anybody, even the Washington Redskins. The most brutal he ever got about with anybody was with the Washington Redskins. And even then, he built them up, said nothing but nice things about them. And that was Tom Landry's style.
Gotcha.
Obviously, Bill Walsh was a little bit different. And, the thing that's amazing is coaches say stuff like that. But, it's not like we went out and volunteered this stuff. It was the writers and the media constantly asking us, what about the 49ers? What are you going to do to the 49ers? And so it was prompted. It wasn't something that we just came up on our own. And yet coaches like Bill Walsh used that stuff, put it on the bulletin board, and used it to fire up their team and did a great job of it. We didn't have that with Coach Landry. We had a coach that was an iconic figure and struck fear on the sideline, I think, a lot of times to opposing teams and players. But he was not a talker, not at all.
That's funny. Danny White here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, talking about the great Tom Landry. Now, Mike McCarthy gets his time in the sun here Sunday. Dan Quinn, Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore, they got to coach these guys up. I noticed that the Cowboys are a bit sloppy in terms of penalties. They lead the league in penalties. They're the worst team when it comes to penalties committed every single game. But how about Micah Parsons? This kid is a baller. How are the Cowboys going to utilize him on Sunday against the Niners' dynamic run game? And, of course, you talk about Deebo Samuel, but also George Kittle at tight end. How would the Cowboys utilize Micah Parsons? Can we expect him to maybe shadow George Kittle? How do you think they play it?
Yeah, first of all, Micah Parsons is the defensive equivalent to Deebo Samuel. You know, you don't know where he's going to line up, where he's going to come from, and for a quarterback, I played against Lawrence Taylor, but you always knew where Lawrence Taylor was going to be. He was a great pass rusher, but you always knew where he was going to line up. With Parsons, you don't know. No telling where he's going to come from, and so a quarterback's going to have to find that out. First thing he's going to do when he breaks the huddle, Jimmy G is going to have to find Micah Parsons and account for him and either chip him, put two guys on him, do whatever you're going to do to block him. Because the guy has one speed, and he doesn't wear down. You know, he'll go the whole game and never slow down. And so that's going to be the challenge, I think, for the 49ers offense is going to be to find him and account for him.
All right, Danny, you're a good sport. You're a good sport. We didn't want to rip you too much for the catch game. We did that with Drew Pearson earlier this week.
Nah, you see, Danny.
You're too classy, Danny.
Yeah, I miss quarterbacks punting.
I had just about forgotten it when you guys called me.
Don't turn on NFL Network this week. I'm sure you'll see it again.
Yeah.
Danny White, man. Have a good one. Danny White here in the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game, talking about Cowboys-Niners rivalries. Of course, what's going to happen this Sunday. One element we haven't talked about, and we should be discussing it, because I was watching Tim Hightower's presser yesterday, the special teams coordinator for the 49ers, and Robbie Gould was named Special Teams Player of the Week. He had to step up and punt. He had to make that game. He had to make some good kicks.
Since his appearance on the Morning Roast, he's gotten that rub off. You know what I mean? He's been balling.
Well, it took a week. I mean, didn't he struggle one game? But I'm not going to go there. Robbie Gould, Special Teams Player of the Week. But they got Bones Fossil on the other side with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, the Fossils.
The Fossils.
I can't stand Jim.
But you know what? Rest in peace, Jim Fossil. Rest in peace. John Fossil, special teams coordinator with the Cowboys. This is where you got to be buttoned up. I'm sure the Cowboys are looking at that Seattle tape saying, 73 yards, untouched. Special teams in playoff games.
Hey.
Nobody ever discusses it. But damn, I'm concerned about it. Because Bones Fossil always is running some fakes, some clever formations. I just worry that he may catch Hightower slipping, and special teams could be a factor here. That's the one thing I'm really concerned about.
In the Ram game, it felt like our kick return units were hitting. That's what it felt like to me. It felt like they were getting downfield and they were hitting. Obviously, the team's getting a little healthier, so instead of having these practice squad players on special teams, you have the true backups on special teams. And I also noticed, and I said this to you during the game, Fred Warner on punt return units. So that was nice. It's good to see some of the starters out there. You got to get Hufanga healthy because he's a guy that can hit and cover in special teams. You need to have those fast dudes. And then Jeff Wilson Jr. was added to the special teams when you didn't have Elijah Mitchell. Jeff Wilson Jr., instead of being a special teamer, is your starting running back. So this is all part of the health thing. I actually feel really confident about special teams. I don't know. Is Mitch Wisnowski cleared?
No, I haven't seen anything about him yet. So
yeah.
He got rocked. He got rocked. That's what I'm saying. They gave up a big punt return. Big punt return in that Rams game. He got lit up. So special teams is definitely a concern of mine going into this game on Sunday as we get closer and closer to Cowboys and Niners. Let's get Duke here in just a second. I want to get into some Warriors talk before we get Carmen Policy on at 8:30. Duke of the City, what's happening?
Man, good morning, y'all. Good morning. Thanks for having me, y'all. Man, first of all, Bonte, I want to say, man, this really, man, and you too, Shasky, man, y'all representing the city, how y'all doing this, some inner city cats, man, doing it like how it's supposed to be done, man, you know. Tell you about to travel out to Texas, man, travel safe, man. I want you to do that, man, and we're going to do like how we always do, and we're going to represent 95.7 The Game like we do. And y'all got me in a little bit of trouble, man, with with the afternoon show, man. Your boy Lucas Alexander and Rattle. And then they say, Duke, you've been moonlighting on us, man. But I say, y'all know what I feel about that, right? The great Joe Shafty moves next to the Slofies, keeping it lit, doing it big from coast to coast. When I was in Hawaii smoking Nelly Kush, Bontae came through with some Reggie Bush. You know what that means? Tate got that good. Some of these new players finally chopping that wood. Is that John Curley drinking gin again? I told Curley I got 10 to spin on the hen. I guess football season is here again. We got the Niners, they seem ready. They trying to score steady like T.O. said. Get their popcorn ready, 95.7 the game done. Stole the show, coronavirus, y'all. This is some serious stuff. So watch your hair, but take yourself mask up and keep your family and your community first. Bontae, Shasky, Niners, we're
let's
here.
Duke in the let's go, city. Duke.
Duke in the city. That may be his best rap.
Hey.
That may be his best rap.
I want that over RBL bounce to this. Someone at the studio, man. Put that together for me. All right, I need that. Or don't no Bammer. I don't know. One of those. I know, Sam, you guys are young. You guys have no idea who RBL is.
Give me no Bammer weed.
All right.
No Bammer weed.
Put that over that beat.
No Bammer weed, because he brought up the Nelly Kush and the Reggie Bush Kush.
Killing it.
I mean, Duke with a great.
That's an all-timer.
It's definitely an all-timer.
I love Duke.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to have to get with Lucas, the producer of the afternoon.
Yeah, what happened with
Damon
Lucas?
What did you do? I don't know. Lucas the homie, though. He's family. Wait, my wife considers him our oldest son.
Okay. I guess he dropped a rap on Damon's show, huh?
That's okay.
Yeah,
if you come correct, you're allowed to go on multiple shows.
Yeah, I got
no problem with that.
I got no problem with that. 888-957-9570.
Damn, Duke laid it down.
We got Warriors and Bucks tonight. Warriors and Bucks, second game of a four-game road trip. Of course, they lost to Memphis on Tuesday. Warriors not shooting at three-pointers well. Clay, he's back. Bucks-Warriors tonight, man. This is a big one. And I'm glad the Warriors are having these games. It passes the time as we get ready for Niners and Cowboys. It passes the time.
I can't believe he was talking Nelly Kush, Reggie Bush. I mean, he was over the place. Bontae, I can't get over Duke. It was so good.
It was really good.
I'm sorry. I know we're talking Warriors, Bucks. I can't get over Duke. It was incredible. I mean, we got to sign him to a deal. Where is JT with the Get Low players? We got to sign him. We got to ink him up. Like, In a Minute Records needs to get him now.
Yeah, I got some close friends of mine who know Duke, and they work with Duke. So I ran into my guy Brian Francis and his father.
Neighborhood's he from?
Who, Duke?
Yeah.
I think he's from Fillmore. I think he's from Fillmore.
Oh, okay.
But I know he works. I think he's a longshoreman. I could be wrong.
Okay, there. I know a lot of longshoremen. Great profession.
But some friends was like, yo, my guy Duke calls the show, man. He be dropping raps. We be listening, man. I was like, damn, that's funny. That's funny.
Hey,
so he knows.
He's part of our crew. He's part of the IMP. Everyone's saying he sounds like Kugnut.
He's a roaster. He's a roaster.
I love it.
He's not bad. He's not. And Matthew A on YouTube, he's right. Duke had to redeem himself for yesterday.
Yeah, but you know what? Not everything can be liquid hot magma, you know, every now and then.
But he had to redeem himself, and he did in a major way. He did in a major way. Shout out
E-40. Like 40 water. Yes, shout out E-40. Exactly. Man, oh, man, I'm so pumped for this. I mean, Bontae, just as kids who obviously came of age in the 90s, you know, we're both born in the 80s, the early 80s, but we came of age in the 90s, right? Cowboys Niner Week. This was the week at school, like, just so fired up, so pumped up all week. You got Red and Gold Day on Friday. I don't know if your schools did that. I told you that we used to do that. There was just, I don't know, man. There's just something. I feel so nostalgic this week. I feel so good. The city is like, everywhere I go, people got their gear on, and they're yelling, Niners. I'm high-fiving random people. Like, I'm feeling it again. Like, I'm really feeling the connection with the community, and I feel like the Cowboy thing's bringing it out of everybody.
Are you still worried about Sunday's game?
Hell yeah, I'm still worried.
Oh, man.
But I got my T.O. jersey on. I'll be busting out my star. T.O.
You want to be featured on 95.7 The Game this week? All you have to do is call our Why Do You Hate the Cowboys line and leave a passionate message telling us about your hatred for the Cowboys. The voicemail number is 415-951-2304. That's 415-951-2304. And Curly, do we have any that we can play? I want to play some of these voicemails. Do we have any? All right, let's get some ready to go here. I want to play some of these messages.
Yeah, come on,
Cowboy
Curly
fans.
I mean, geez Louise, Curley, let's go. Get what are you? I haven't heard from John Curley all week. Biggest Niner game in forever. Like, John Curley, you were not alive the last time the Cowboys and the Niners, or maybe you weren't cognizant. Niners, Cowboys, how fired up for this are you? I mean, come on, Sam. You're like, I love the playoffs. We've never been in the playoffs. I didn't experience Super Bowls. How fired up for this are you, bud?
Technical difficulties.
Oh, he's going to head in the sand.
Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check. 3, 2, 1. Oh.
You're live?
What's going on?
You okay, bud?
Something.
Did he fall out of his chair?
The microphones. The microphones. It's not working. Not working. Oh.
We're just killing it this week on tech.
Not working at all. Leave Lubman alone, man. Lubman's doing his damn thing. On the other side, I do want to get into Warriors. This is a sleeper game against the Milwaukee Bucks. This could be an NBA Finals preview, dare I say. An NBA Finals preview.
Are you giving away the A block of the pregame show tonight?
No, we haven't even. I don't even know what we're doing for the A block tonight. But did you see Brooklyn last night?
No, I watched Memento again.
You didn't watch any basketball?
No. I had a night off. Me and the wife, we watched Memento.
Dude, Brooklyn.
Forgot how good that movie was.
Brooklyn beat up on the Chicago Bulls, man.
They
looked phenomenal.
Enlighten me.
They looked phenomenal. I mean, won by like 30. They were rolling last night in Chicago. Oh. I mean, KD, Kyrie looks like Kyrie. He's going to the rack strong. And then the Lakers lose to the Kings last night. That was pretty funny.
Was Antonio Brown in the front row with Kanye?
No, I don't think I saw Antonio Brown. I did not see Antonio Brown. Did not see him. But finals preview, Bucks Warriors. Let's get into it here. 888-957-957 the game. We'll be right back. And that's coming up on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.